Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Ladies, you have been maybe unwillingly, definitely unwillingly and unknowingly spreading a myth, a rumor about science when it comes to other women that we now know is absolutely false.
Yeah, up until now, we have really thought that women had Bluetooth connection in their uteruses because me, Cassie, and Kristen will always be like, I'm on my period, and then they'll be like, I'm on my period. And we're like, we're synced up.
We've heard this a million times over the years, right? Women in sororities constantly saying, yeah, the entire house was synced up after a while. We've heard it for decades.
And now I have the official proof to debunk this myth. This is coming from CBC News. Dr. Jen Gunter, who apparently is called the internet's gynecologist, according to this caption.
Wow. She's a lot of hoo-haws.
Quite the title.
I see them every day online. And not real ones, just figuratively.
And she is saying that this whole period syncing thing is a total myth.
The greatest single myth or misconception about menstruation is the idea that if you put a bunch of women together, that they're all going to cycle in sync, because that is not true. First of all, it's been studied, so we know it doesn't happen. We have excellent evidence-based medicine to show it's not true. Secondly, there's no biological mechanism for it to happen. If you understand how menstruation works, if you read my book and understand the hormone signaling, there's no outside influence for that. And then people say, oh, what about pheromones? No one has actually ever proven the existence of human pheromones. I know the perfume industry would have you think otherwise, but no one has proven they exist. And humans do not have a functioning vomeronasal organ, which is the organ to detect pheromones. Dogs do. They have huge ones. We don't. But the thing that I really hate about that is it positions women as breeders that are not in control of their own body, that somehow they can be affected by the herd, that they're not thinking beings. And so I think it's awful on that level, but it's absolutely not true. And it's just mathematics. If you take two randomly occurring events and line them up, they will at times be in sequence and at times not. And you just remember the time when you're in sequence.
Shocking!
How
shocking
about that?
For ladies! Wow.
Right?
So every time I've been accused of pulling somebody, it was not true!
No. And we tested this theory because I was trying to get my period before my cousin's wedding. Yeah. And we rubbed up against each other.
We did. Consensually.
There are two things to chew on here. There's the sinking, but also there's no pheromones.
Yeah, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Happens.
I know. That was a shocker too, because like as she said, like, you know, and there's something, I don't know how it got into my Instagram algorithm, but some kind of perfume that's supposed to make a man go wild because of pheromones. But according to her, that does not exist.
Oh, I've definitely searched for that perfume on Amazon before.
Yeah.
It's like the body oil that you put on. It's supposed to like activate certain chemicals in your body to make you more attractive to the opposite sex. I didn't order it, but I did think about it.
Well, according to her, it's all...
Yeah, nothing's real.
I bet Fauci's behind both of these. Freaking science. The science thing. All right, sticking with the medical industry and with doctors, two doctors had the same really bad take for one patient, making Kristen's bad take of the week.
Oh, my gosh. When I say my jaw dropped when I heard this patient's story, this woman's story of what happened with not one, but two doctors, I was livid. All right, so bad take of the week comes from not one, but two doctors. And not one of the doctors that did this but another doctor who is trying to be the good doctor, okay? He posted this and did a stitch together. So it's he is Dr. Kunal Sood, and you can find him at Dr. S-O-O-O-D. And here is this woman's experience and the bad take of two doctors.
The doctor sent me to the emergency room with suspected appendicitis. So I go to the emergency room. We do a CT, and they're like, it's not appendicitis. It's a cyst on your ovary. They can be really painful. And I was like, oh, cool. I don't have any ovaries, and I haven't had any for 10 years. I don't have any because I had a hysterectomy 10 years ago. So, and they're like, no, look. And he showed me. And he's like, maybe you just had your uterus removed. And I was like, no. I was there the day they did it. They definitely took both of my ovaries that day, 10 years ago. So what you're seeing is not that. And he was like, don't know what it is. Have a good day. And sent me home. And when I looked at my chart online, he listed me as anxious presenting. Okay. So I go home. And then on Monday, I was like, this still hurts pretty bad. So I called my doctor again, and he's like, definitely go back to the ER because you probably have appendicitis. So I went back to the emergency room, saw a different doctor, and he said, you have a cyst on your ovary. I'm like, but I don't. I don't, though, because I don't have any ovaries. Thank you, but no thank you. They had to look it up. They looked up my history because they didn't believe me that I didn't have any ovaries. Oh, okay. And so then he sees what he thinks is a cyst on my ovary. It's actually a tumor. So that's cool.
What?
There was a tumor in there.
Wow.
But the doctors kept insisting she had a cyst on her ovaries, even though she's like, I don't have any.
I was there.
And was then there. To like gaslight her and call her anxious. Yeah. It's like, no, she's in pain. So what Dr. Sood put is in his caption, which I think is so important. One, listen to the patient when they tell you their history. She repeats, she does not have ovaries, and for some reason, the doctors don't believe her. Number two, don't gaslight women's pain by labeling them as anxious. Mm-hmm. And number three, important to diagnose the underlying cause of pain. If you don't, it could result in potentially serious complications, like, I don't know, a misdiagnosed tumor.
Yeah, I've said this a million times, and it's a scary thought. Mathematically, there has to be the best doctor in the country, and there have to be the worst ones. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're getting.
Exactly. Okay? Got to read those Google reviews.
For sure. For sure.
Sounds like the worst.
The Burt Show.